brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, we really are assembling a dream team of great crew members out there. Played on the radio clips of all these amazing reporter contest submissions coming in. And you've got like 6 days or so to get your submission in. Man, a lot of them are impressive. But everybody that's tried has done a great job just by taking action, and you reach out to people on important issues that you're covering. But it's going to be hard to choose the two winners. One male and one female reporter. Guys, what's that URL again for people to see all the submissions, the hundreds of videos? It's Infowars.com. You know what? Just print that out for me so I can give that out to people on air. We link every day to new submissions that are coming in. Here's the deal. We're going to open the phones up right now, again, for first-time callers. And I would like to hear from you. Are you concerned that the Rural Affairs Council, set up by executive order under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, administered by the military and Homeland Security, with the new Enviro Police, they're going to come give you fines for dust from hay. This is on record. I'm not joking. And take your property. And you can go, well, Big Pharma next door or Big Agra next door is, got 3 million chickens in there with Lysol over them and chemical waste. And they're like, they're exempt. We're coming on your property without warrants. We're taking whatever we want. They treat you. They're now armed, by the way. And if they see your child watering the grass, picking strawberries, doing any farm work, this is dealing with any of the raw materials from hay to grain to slopping the pigs. That's it. You're in labor violation. You're going to be fined. You're going to go to jail. There's no law, because the laws they pass say the Department of Agriculture is God. Here is the URL, Infowars.com/reporter-contest. So it's Infowars.com/reporter-contest. And don't forget those red links up at the top of Infowars.com. Breaking news, and right next to it, top stories, key links, because I'm realizing one blind spot listeners pointed out is incredible news just rolls off the site. People don't click on the featured archive. They don't click on a little RSS feed link. It's all there. Everything as it breaks in the RSS feed, you can subscribe to it right there as well. And then right next to it, top stories. So important, those two links. So important, those two links. All right, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But I think people are starting to realize, wow, Alex Jones wasn't trying to be shocking. No. When I went and witnessed urban warfare drills where the Marines trained to take our guns with role players who say they're from America and trained to put you on your knees and shoot you in the back of the head, and they're trained to fight the American militia, and when I saw things like that, you know what? It really changed my perspective. And I've seen a lot more since then. And let me tell you something. It's worse than I'm saying. And the only hope we've got is to really wake up to how crazy stuff is. Get those chills again. You can just feel that they're getting ready to nuke a city or something. I used to get chills once a week when I thought about something and just, ooh, danger, Will Robinson. Now it's just like, it's like Sixth Sense. It's like, whoa, warn people, whoa. They're getting everything lined up. The reason they're announcing all this is they're getting all the bureaucrats, all the armed gangs of federal and state and local minions ready and telling them, yeah, we secretly arrest people now. We secretly execute them. We spy on them. Yeah, we take their farms. And everybody stands there at attention, and they're going, okay, we do that now. Everybody's like, yep, we do that now. We arrest people for filming us in public and give them life in prison. The cops are like, okay, all right. They're just getting everybody ready for total war against the American people. And the American people know this. They're buying 5 million guns a month. And they say it's for the government. So, no wonder my spidey sense is off the charts right now.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up throughout the hour. Then we have Dr. Marcola, always informative, joining us. I've been on with us in years, in the third hour to cover some big breaking news. Health, freedom, you name it. When you see stories like this in MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, and they report it like it's no big deal and cute, it's shocking. And you add it together with everything else that's happening. I've always wanted to tell myself, oh, it's moving incrementally. We'll have time to battle it. We'll have time to reverse it. Well, the globalists know that liberty has grown and the awakening has accelerated to such a great extent that they're going to go ahead and just have to totally take over. That's why they're saying, yeah, we're going to shut down free speech. Yeah, we probably will shut down talk radio. Yeah, we will secretly arrest citizens. Yeah, we do have the CIA watching citizens. And yeah, you know, the smart meters will control what goes on inside your house. That's just the way it is. And you know what? Foreign banks are going to run America. And you are going to pay carbon taxes. You know what? Family farms are going to get inspected, and we're going to shut you down for no reason and not let your kids do chores. And you know what? We're going to give your kids shots and take their DNA without parental consent, without warrants. I mean, just everywhere. It goes on and on and on. And, you know, I see these articles This is out of MSNBC. They're very excited. Obama can't hardly wait is the headline. The New York Times examines how Obama is using his executive powers as he faces a Congress blocking many of his initiatives. Oh, and it just goes on to say that he can't wait till he gets reelected. It has the quotes here, so he can do whatever he wants. What do you call that when you do whatever you want? The law, the Constitution says you go to Congress to launch a war. Obama says, not only will I launch a war, which is what Julius Caesar did, it's what Hitler did, it's what dictators do, but I'm going to do it under the UN command. It's even beyond having a dictator. It's a foreign puppet dictator, a viceroy, an imperial legate. A total power puppet. And again, the fact that they're starting to hide all this in plain view means they're getting ready to do it all. I mean, look what they're already doing. I mean, it is mayday now. I've always said, oh, a few more years, we're building it up. No, I guess we're here. And I mean, let me tell you, to launch all this, they're going to have some false flags. And they're going to be bad. They're going to kill a lot of people, and it's going to be hard to see the killers, the people that did this, who even write memos about how a terror attack will make them look like heroes. That's how dumb they think we are. With the establishment whore media up there going along with the official story and shutting down websites like Infowars.com and you better believe DrudgeReport.com and others when they pull the trigger. The only way to beat this is to admit we have a criminal, foreign banker-run government. Everybody who said I was wrong now admit I was right, that I wasn't radical, I'd studied history, I was correct, and you're going to have to, quote, get radical. You meet radical globalist eugenicist power grabbers who are involved in a corporate police state internal coup d'etat against the country by being radical. It's not radical. The system tells you it's radical to be into guns. That's just America. They tell you it's radical to be pro-family. Or it's radical for the man to be the head of the household when that's what makes women happy to begin with. All the studies show. They tell you that normalcy is radical. Raw milk is radical. Mother's milk is radical and bad. They, ooh, dirty. But some high fructose corn syrup poison full of mercury and lead is good for your baby. Mercury and lead good, mother's milk bad. Mom, apple pie, blessings, beauty, health, everything good, bad. Everything disease, torture, lying, black uniforms, humiliation, taxes, bureaucracy, good. And now, I mean, I got up this morning, and it was on Infowars.com, and I saw an article one of our writers did about Obama says he can't wait to ignore Congress. And I'm like, oh, did somebody go too far? Because as an, you know, head editor of everything, sometimes stuff's every once in a while is exaggerated. Generally, though, it's worse than what my writers say. Generally, I'm like, listen, this is a lot worse than what you said, okay? I understand it's hard to write how bad it is because it's so incredible. We've got natural gauges in us to not want to believe this, but it's worse than what you wrote here. Will you please add this? But I thought, this just can't be. And I went and read all these White House advisors and pundits and the president going, oh, just don't worry. All those quotes of Obama about, I can't wait. You know, it'd be great if I was a dictator. similar stuff to Bush, just so long as I'm the dictator. And to crowds, you know, Congress is holding me back, but I don't have the right to do what I want. I wish I could help you. It's their fault. Congress, by the way, is giving him almost everything he wants. And when they don't give him carbon taxes that'll openly shut America down, he just does it himself. Or when they say, hey, we want to launch a war in Libya and put al-Qaeda in charge. We're warmongers like you. But will you just come to us to get authorization? And he's like, no. And they're like, well, why? Because I said so. The UN said, see, they just don't like not being at the table. And now he's just saying, look, you don't even count. Kind of like the feds say the states don't count. Oh, there's no states, right? You know, I don't know why we have states. So I saw the article and I couldn't believe it. And it blew me away. And then I went and read all the quotes, and it's in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, MSNBC. MSNBC is very, very excited about it and just thinks that it's absolutely incredible. Go read it for yourself. So there they are. Yeah, we want a dictatorship. Under any other name is still a dictatorship. A rose is still a rose by any other name. And, yeah, there's a MAP 21 system under Agenda 21 bill that says the IRS can just say you don't have a Second Amendment right anymore if they feel like it for any reason. You're just put on a no-gun-buy list, no-gun-own list, which we know the White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said in speeches they would do. How many times have I played that clip? And then they also say in there you won't be able to travel unless the IRS authorizes you, no judge, no jury. And I found a bunch of other stuff in there. And of course they're going to have the IRS, who's got their fingers in every business, all this compliance stuff that's indentured servitude, making you work for them, hundreds of billions a year, hundreds of billions conservatively. Last time it was 250-something billion. They were estimating. For IRS compliance. And now you're going to comply on all this other stuff. And the IRS, who works for the private Federal Reserve, that's the banker's army, backed up by your local federalized SWAT team and your federalized state police and then your Homeland Security. I knew it would happen. The TSA is now, reports are coming in at shopping malls and groping people. Just randomly, oh, we're the TSA. And they wave a magic little wand, and your police suddenly can do it. So the Supreme Court says, yeah, police, even a custodial arrest side of the road, can now strip search it. And they're now hiring people who want to do it. That's the thing, is that every weirdo pervert is now getting a badge and a gun, and if they can't even pass those requirements, they just become TSA. I mean, we've got cancer. The federal government is foreign banker run, enemy beachhead, and they're getting ready to roll up the whole country. And the American people finally woke up and are buying 5 million guns a month. But the Civil War route is not the way to go, because they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on those of us that defend ourselves. And in the end, we'll end up winning that physical battle, but the globalists will sit offshore. They don't care if everything gets wrecked. They'll come back in later under another incarnation, because what they want to do is wreck the society. So Obama says he can't wait to get reelected. By the way, when Mitt Romney gets in, if he does, he'll just use all the new powers too. He's bought and paid for by the exact same people. You think Bush is bad, so you're like, oh, Obama must be better, and then he's horrible, well, Romney must be better. No. No. Just watch. But the way they're looking, they may just put Obama in regardless and declare him emperor. And if you're not for it, you're a racist. So they're now announcing you cannot help with any family chores. No judge, no jury, no law. It's a rule from the Department of Labor and Agriculture. Oh, and here's another one. Water in your bird bath. New York Times. That will be $300. No water ever allowed in bird baths because you don't know when to dump it out to kill mosquitoes. So now anything that holds water, you're going to be fined, and the bureaucrats are coming on your property without warrants. They're now teaching bureaucrat code enforcers and others that they don't have to have a warrant and teaching you it's a privilege. Why not? They told you driving's a privilege. It's not. They're now telling you guns are a privilege. And it goes on and on. But then the big kahuna today, that this story is getting no traction and it angers me. We need to get this out to everybody. Bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And here's the issue. Just like with the NDAA, oh, Alex, it doesn't allow secret arrest of citizens. Months later after it passes, oh, yeah, it does. Head of the FBI says, yeah, it does, but, you know, got to ask the president about that. See, once it's in place, oh, yeah, it does do that. I've read the bill. You can read it. It ties into this whole administrative thing. It ties into what the White House Chief of Staff Emanuel, now the Chicago mob boss, said that they would just put you on a list through agencies and you don't own guns, never convicted, no crime, total tyranny. And we've got the subsection that says it. But it's not just knives. They say any permit, any right, any, they can withdraw anything. They can say you can't travel, take your house without judges, juries, anything. I mean, it's more than just guns. We just focused on that. Just total, massive, lawless, a declaration that, yes, we're criminals, yes, we're coming. Of course they're criminals. They let the troops use DU, they know it's a death sentence. These are mad dog crazies. You understand that? because they've gotten away with so much. Congressman says he was assaulted during TSA pat-down, and now every time he flies, they know who he is and grab his testicles and crush him. That's K-E-N-S-5. Oh, they're like, you don't like us? Get over here. And they just like go, and it's like, oh, and the police come. It's a celebration of evil, a human sacrifice of his testicles. We'll be right back.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF-42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
By the way, I wasn't joking. Congressman Canseco says now every time he flies, it's K-E-N-S, San Antonio News 5. We have our own report at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Congressman says he was targeted for groped down by TSA. Representative says he was assaulted by TSA and then punished for complaining. And now when he flies, he has to fly to D.C. every week or so, and he comes back and sees his family back to South Texas, just south of me here. They call him aside and know who he is and call the police over and say, you're going to take it or you're not flying. And he describes it. That's what everybody describes. They put your hand on you and then they lift up and then they grab your sexual organs and start crushing them to make sure it's not a bomb. And, man, they get off on it. I've sat there at the airport and watched it. Well, Miss USA talked about it. The more she cried, the more they got off. They had to settle one because there was video of it. They pulled the woman's shirt off, began grabbing her breast, asking her for a date. She began to sob. Rape victims are breaking down. And every pervert out there is just hitting us and hitting us hard. So that's America. And Obama says he can't wait to get reelected to totally ignore Congress. And they're going to ban kids doing chores on the farm, and which just kills the culture. I mean, and kills parental consent. All over the country, they're taking DNA from kids without warrants or parental consent and giving them vaccines. They just want a shooting war. I mean, they want it, and they want it now. And they're going to start one. They're going to blow stuff up, guaranteed, and blame it on us. They're terrorists. We have terrorists running things, and they got a bunch of idiots working for them. The average moron working for them doesn't even know all this. They're like, I'm going to go and watch football game, Bob. All right, see you tomorrow. They have no idea they're living in the middle of the Twilight Zone episode. They give all these little excuses for why they're doing it. Okay, I've ranted enough. If you guys have that particular phone number and have that queued up that I want ready. Okay, because we're going to do that later after I take some calls. We have a surprise coming up. I just every minute want to wake up from this. I mean, Ron Paul's described it. They grab his genitals and begin squeezing him. And it's been described as being lifted off the ground. I mean, they get in there and like, let me check and feel it to check what it is. I mean, get me out of here. And now they're like, we're going to be on the highway, pal. And they're teaching the cops. And I just cannot put up with you anymore. You narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping, murdering, banker, occupation, crime, mafia. Oh, I hate your guts, you filth. And I hate all the stupid people that go along with you. You make me want to throw up. None of you will be happy. You got total depression and total cancer in this country. And don't worry, you're going to get it. David in Texas, you're on the air, listening on 90.1 FM. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Alex, of course, I've been listening to you for a long time since you've been on Access. And I was just going to jog your memory. If you remember a guy calling in, you were talking about President Bush Sr. at the time, and I called in and told you that I thought he was the devil. I was just wondering if you remember that.
I think I vaguely do remember that.
Yes, sir. And I was wondering if you know what I'm talking about now. I didn't mean that he was the devil. I mean that he's working for the devil.
Oh, they are. 100. It's all real. Let me tell you. These people believe they think Lucifer's God. They follow it. That's why they're so horrible. I mean, I was watching a movie about a reported true story of exorcisms on the treadmill today. It's called The Rite with Anthony Hopkins. We actually had a chance to meet one time, but side issue. And it's a true story or based on what reporters said they saw. And the point is, in all these cultures, what demons act like and what they like to do is what these government leaders do. I mean, that's what it's like. I mean, I watch Legend that I hadn't seen since I was a teenager with Tom Cruise a few weeks ago on the treadmill. And the little demons that are going out, the little goblins going out to kill the unicorn, the kind of little things they say and what they do and how they like ugliness and hurting good things. And it's like, I can't watch stuff like that because I'm like, this isn't movies. All this stuff comes from what's really gone on, but it's all metaphors. These people are goblins. These people are like, oh, so cute and sweet, like to see it rotting meat. That's who they are. And it's just like, oh man. I mean, look at what these governments do. The horrors. These people are the legions of Satan, and they have taken over the churches, and we are in a lot of trouble. Every church I go to is worship the government. Well, the individual in government may not be evil, but they are an instrument of it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, did you want to add anything else, David?
Yeah, I was.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. She asked me a question. I'm going to run on. I got to rampage through these calls. Adam, David, Bob, Barbara, and others. The president is openly saying he wants to be a dictator. The bankers are openly destroying this country. Oh, I can't even look at Big Sis. She's on screen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So much for joining us. All right, let's move quickly to the calls. David, finish your point. Yes, I get what you're saying now about he reminds you of the devil. That these people are the devil. Go ahead.
I wanted to get your opinion. If you think we're watching Revelations live, my opinion is studying Revelations in the Bible. I believe that Obama is more than just a puppet. I think he may be your false prophet, setting up the new world order for the Antichrist.
I don't know. The world's so crazy. I mean, who knows? I mean, it might as well be. But I think go ahead and get it over with. But, you know, here's my issue. Growing up, all I heard was preachers say, you know, Jesus comes back in 1987, 89. All this stuff constantly is put out there so that people always say, well, I'm not going to do anything. It's the end of the world. or the New Agers think 2012 is the end of the world, so they're all sucking their thumbs, when you're supposed to be out there confronting the evil. Now, people in Nazi Germany thought it was the end of the world and thought Hitler was the Antichrist. Of course, there are many Antichrists, doesn't the Bible say that? So this is definitely a model of it, and more it's lining up. But it's going to get a lot worse, where you want to go to school, want a job, you got to put a port in your head where they can plug in. They're already saying that. So it's going to get a lot worse. There's a lot more to come to the point of if God didn't intervene, there would be no flesh left unharmed or no flesh left on earth. See, the globalists are pure deception. Whether you believe in the devil or not, you know what? That archetype, they're it. So the devil's real. It's called the New World Order. Whether you believe in the devil in the Bible or not, the devil's real, folks. It might as well be. These people make the devil look like a sweetie cake. I mean, you know, true evil is so much beyond what a good person. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but our heart's good. We have a blind spot because we can't even imagine it. We can't imagine a serial killer wants to grab a sweet little three-year-old girl, rape him and torture him for months, and just sucking off of the horror and the pain. And for us, that's like just disgusting and enraging and painful. To them, it's like sunshine. It's black sunshine. That's what psychopaths describe it as, like a glowing darkness. And they must be defeated. They must be overrun. They must learn fear. They must be trampled. And so any church that doesn't tell you to go out and engage corruption, and it doesn't have the discernment to know, and tells you do what the government says, well, that means the devil will come and they'll do what the government says. Any church doing that, of course, is a denomination run by the Rockefeller Foundation through the World Council of Churches, and you might as well go join a Satan church, literally, because they are demon-filled, disgusting, pharisaical pieces of Romans 13, death-loving trash. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's what I have to say about these churches, is that you can have people that believe in God, you can have people that are there that are good, but it's always about worshiping the government. If Romans 13, in the context they teach it, was true, then Hitler should have been followed and supported. Stalin should have been loved. Our founding fathers were bad. It's a lie. Christ said no to the government. Every one of the prophets said no. The lion's den. The list goes on and on. And these abomination churches are devils. They are devils. Little soft puppets that want to keep their 501c3 that they shouldn't even have. Churches don't need a 501c3. And I know those little devils are listening right now, and they're like, well, how can we have them? Because they came to the churches through the Rockefeller Foundation and said, here's your form for your tax exemption, and tricked them into becoming a charity. A charity is under government regulations, not a church. Not a church. They play word games. They deceived you. They stole your birthright. And we wouldn't be in this position if the churches weren't filled to the rafters. If there weren't demons dancing around the steeples. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Maine. Bob, you're on the air.
What's going on, Al? I was calling from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 1.
You are there, yes.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, I listen to you on the internet, and also you guys should put something on your website about shortwave. I don't catch your show during the day. I catch you on shortwave. And I also want to let you know that the hams, I'm also a ham radio operator, we're working on, we got networks going, digital networks. We get together and we pass information back and forth and news stories. So when the internet does get shut down, we'll have a way to communicate. And what I do is sometimes for practice, I'll take some of your news stories and we're circulating them on ham radio. So your stories are getting out.
I need to do more promoting our powerful shortwave frequencies. It's just they're changing a few times a year, and I can't keep track of it. I can't keep track of my checkbook, buddy. I mean, I have to make myself take time out to brush my teeth twice a day. You know, I'm like racing to get my deodorant on in the morning. But, yeah, we need to do a better job on that front. I agree with you. What do you make of under the new Rural Council and FEMA? Homeland Security, FEMA, Department of Defense openly says without warrants, they're already doing it, they're coming to everybody's farm to teach you. And a lot of times they come with guns drawn. We had federally funded state game wardens rush onto our property as we're all just sitting there camping, bossing everyone around and acting powerful, until one person had seen one of the game wardens in a hunting magazine and knew his name, and suddenly, you know, the guy got all happy because he was being, you know, his narcissism was fed, and suddenly they acted all nice. But no, we were part of a federal task force. This country, the federal, you mean the foreign banks that ship little kids out and ship drugs in? You mean you work for them? Like, we're all impressed? Oh, my gosh, you work for them? Oh, let me get scared. Let me bend over to you and worship you. I mean, it's just, when is enough enough? God bless you. I mean, Obama says he's going to be a dictator in the second term. That's what he said. And then they have this legislation in the MAP 21 bill to let the IRS take your passport and not let you travel. Totally illegal. And they say they'll take your guns if they feel for any reason you're dangerous. The IRS now is over guns. And you're like, well, it won't pass. It's neck and neck because of the furor. It was set to pass this week because of the furor. It's in trouble now. But there's people on YouTube in the video I shot last night and in the article saying I'm a liar when I'm linked to the bill. Just like you said, I was a liar about NDAA or a liar about your appliances spying on you or a lie. No, I didn't lie about any of it. I told you the truth over and over again. Do you realize how dangerous these globalists are? Do you realize they want to kill us? You think they hate Iraqis? Folks, they hate Americans about 100 times what they hate Iraqis. The globalists hate everybody. They even hate each other. They're a bunch of devils. Okay, let's say the devil doesn't exist. They have our troops use DU, and they know it soft kills them. They killed over 1 million Iraqis with starvation, the rest of it. They use DU all over Iraq, and the burnt effects have exploded. They bomb infrastructures everywhere. The globalists go in and bomb water treatment plants and electricity and never rebuild it on purpose. They make the countries take Monsanto GMO. They curse all of us. I mean, whatever you want to call these people that tell us, oh, 52 million aborted babies is good, and let's kill babies up to age 3 now, and let's kill grandma. Bill Gates is a superhero. And Newsweek. Remember the case for killing Granny cover of Newsweek. Simultaneously, they were saying there's no death panels in this and government won't decide what your doctor does. Now they have the law. They go, yeah, death panels are real. We're going to tell your doctor what they can do. And again, they play this game where we tell the truth. They go, oh, no, that's not true. You're like, yeah, here's your proof. But they make it all about the debate about what's true or what isn't. Instead of you just going out and finding out, you've been lied to. And anything that drops the trance, anything that takes you from being like a child and they're the adult to you're an adult, they're a pervert, you're an adult, you're a good person, they're a criminal, and reversing those roles, that they're your loving guardian. Yeah, like Nosferatu's a loving guardian of, you know, virgins in their bed at midnight. Or Hitler's a loving guardian of people. Or Stalin's a loving guardian. No, they're not good. They're not nice. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. And that's why I go back to that Jesse Ventura clip, because it's probably the most powerful thing I've ever seen on television. You know, that's real, where he goes to the congressman who has the bill to expand the already existing FEMA camps. And it gives us the full architecture of the camps, how they work, how they operate. We already reverse engineered it. He says, I have the bill where you're going to expand these emergency camps for people all over the country, including for political reasons. And the guy goes, I do not know what you're talking about, in his fake Georgia accent in Tennessee. And Ventura says, well, here's the bill right here. And he goes, you mean the one with the green alien coming out of the machine to eat me? And Ventura looks at him and says, no, this bill, and hands it to him. And he goes, I do now remember that bill. And the reason I go over that clip over and over again is because when the hoax falls, and that aired, it freaked people out so bad and reminded them of all the other condescending stuff that the Homeland Security was threatening people. And there were all, I can't even tell you what went on behind the scenes. I mean, people, you know what? I'm told stuff in confidence, and I just can't tell you. I tried to talk them into telling you what went on. Let's just say some people didn't make it. I'm going to stop right there. The point is that the hoax fell in that clip. Like, he's got a bill, and the guy's talking about space aliens, saying, why do you believe space aliens are going to eat my brain? And Ventura's like, I got a bill about expanding camps. And I see these trolls saying, oh, they're not coming after our guns. Oh, no, no. Rahm Emanuel just said they do it this exact way. It's like people going, oh, they don't want to have a national draft for a domestic FEMA Corps. Now it's been announced. They're talking about making high school students be part of it for graduation. And paying them, because they're going to bankrupt things so bad. The new thing is going to be a paid government welfare where you work for them. And let me tell you something. I get pulled over by some snot-nosed 18-year-old punk wanting to grab my genitals. It's over. And they are training them in the new handshake of America, where a pot-belly pedophile grabs your genitals. Again, if they can do that, they can do anything. The psychological warfare chiefs sit back and go, how do we fully break these people? Well, how do you get inside their comfort zone? You got to do something radical. You got to go all the way. I've read the manuals on air. This is their plan. They think we're a joke. But here's the deal. If we ever start reversing them, it's all over. That's why they're scared. That's why they're holding on to a buck and bronco 8 seconds. And you know what? 8 seconds is 800 years. In this game, you're going to lose. You miscalculated. You sacks of pus. All that matters to me is that you go down, and you will. You will not hold this species back with your disease and the pus gravy you try to pour all over everything that's good. You may think death and destruction and burning cities and dead children is beautiful. I think you're ugly. I think your mind's ugly. I think you're trash. And I declare absolute 110% total war on every level at you. It's time to find our humanity again. Look at this Daily Mail story. The public is fed up. Former TSA chief again criticizes airport security checks as he claims current process is doing little to stop terrorists. You mean the terrorists the U.S. government gets on the airplanes, like the underwear bomber? I mean, give me a break. And he says the public is at a breaking point. That's what the globalists want. They want it. That's why we've got to spend every millisecond now getting the word out before they stage the next false flag that they're the people that give you the false flags. It's like rattlesnakes. They're the ones that bite you. This criminal government, they're the ones that blow stuff up to pose as saviors. You ever thought about that? You ever known how many other governments have been caught doing it? Our own government caught doing it? It's not our government. We got to get that message out. We got to get the message out about the bankers running the government. And let me tell you something. You get that message out, they're going down. That's why Brzezinski said we might as well just kill a million people and try to control them now. In his new book, because he said in the past we could control them with propaganda. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, you may be able to control some drooling TV sports fan who thinks that's real manly, or some woman who's all into herself and could care less. But there's a large portion that only cares about freedom, and it's never majorities that win wars, and you know that. And we got a lot more than our forebears had in 1776. Let's go ahead. And let's go ahead and go to David in Georgia. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I am a listener on the member, listening to you on the internet on InfoWars.
Thank you.
I am a retired military veteran, a disabled vet, and I was a delegate to the 8th District Conference about 2 weeks ago, and another delegate gave me a Market Watch website copy of something that I haven't heard discussed.
That's Wall Street Journal. Tell us what it said.
A foreign company will process our votes in November. A Spanish company, SCYTL, has acquired SOE, the leading vote processing company in the United States. This means votes will now be transferred to a central server overseas where they will be counted, rather than being counted at the local precinct level.
I was aware that that company was doing some of it, but if they're doing the national, that's globalism. Have foreign groups run the water, run the voting, ship GM to China. I mean, it's a globalist plan to bring us down, shut down the farms. What do you make of all this?
Well, I'll read the rest of the article here. Why is a software company based in Barcelona, Spain, SCYTL, now in charge of counting our votes in the upcoming general election on November the 6th? Did the Federal Elections Commission approve this? Did the Congress of the United States approve this? Was this done by executive order from the White House? In the final step, is this the final step of Obama rigging the 2012 election and the formation of a global government? Why is the AP not covering this? Why is Fox News not covering this? What we now have is a socialist CEO running the world's voting and election counts. Talk about a UN Marxist communist dream come true.
Yeah, I actually found that it was in Market Watch. Spanish company will count American votes in November. And there it is. Well, good job bringing that up, caller. That's why I need to get to more calls. Excellent point. We're going to make a little call to check on the Bilderbergers coming up. And then we'll continue with your phone calls. We got a guest coming up. But up next, we're going to talk to Barbara and others. Stay with us.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Okay, we are are now dialing the Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, to ask them about booking a hotel.
Westfield Marriott, how may I help you?
Hey, hi, I'm Alex Jones. I'm a radio host, and I'd like to book a hotel reservation, and I was wondering if I could get one from May 31st until June 2nd there in your lovely hotel. I'd like three rooms, please.
Let me connect you to reservations. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
To ensure high-quality service, your conversation may be recorded. Please see our privacy statement.
And the NSA is recording everything as well.
How we use and protect.
Take your vaccines.
All representatives are assisting other guests.
We want to protect your info because the NSA takes it all anyways.
We'll be with you shortly. At Marriott, we know what it takes for you to be revived, refreshed, and re-energized.
Don't remember what you ate last Friday? NSA remembers.
We will make sure you're ready to go.
Ha la 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 la. Well, here we go. That's some nice elevator music there. But I'm glad that they're recording this. So are we. Broadcasting it is, that is. Boy, it must be a busy day over there at the Marriott Chantilly. I kind of like that elevator music, though. Kind of in a classic American-style architecture there. The world leaders would arrive up front, and they'd play their national anthem. But then, of course, the media said it didn't exist.
Thank you for your patience. Let your mind wander as you explore our website at Marriott.com. We're a new experience.
Let your mind wander while we put fluoride in the water. Enjoy fluoride and other chemicals added to the tap water as we give you Chantilly, Virginia government water. Nearby defense contractors dedicated to Satan worship are just a quick stroll away. If you're checking in late May or early June, you won't be able to check in because Black Op commanders will be meeting, picking your next president. If world leaders arrive and the media tries to cover it, there will be a news media blackout. Again, Tucker's saying is pretty much on for that meeting, but I thought you might want to hear it. Whenever we do these videos calling the FBI, calling the White House, people are like, there's no way he really called him.
For your patience.
That's too scary.
Your mind wander as you explore our website.
His callers are fake, too. None of it's real.
A representative will be with you shortly.
Oh, then care about me. Let your mind wander. Have hearty samplings of the fluoride tap water. Spanish company contracts with 900 U.S. jurisdictions to count the votes. Well, Spanish companies run most of toll roads. It's globalism. It's all the old robber barons and royalty. Government just gives them our infrastructure. In fact, a lot of times they pay them. It's like, we'll pay you to take General Motors and move it to China. Build the Cadillacs. How's that sound? We'll pay you. And our public's so mind numb watching football, they won't care. They're like, very good. All you Chinese got to do is have force. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I am super excited.
That's good.
Hey, I need to check in. I need three rooms, the 31st of May through the 2nd of June.
Sorry, two nights, leaving on the 2nd?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any availability then?
Let me see. Three rooms. Nothing available at this property.
I'm going to be staying nearby. Can I come by the bar and have a beer?
Sure.
Really? Why is nothing available on those days? Are you just all booked up or is it a conference?
Yeah, it's all booked. There's four Marriott alternatives in the area.
No, but we want to be there with the Bilderberg Group because Obama was there 4 years ago when I was there. Bilderberg Group, you know about them, right, ma'am?
I don't, but one moment.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, get me somebody about them. One moment. Oh.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.